Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, I have a built-in alarm clock.
You do?
Yeah, it's called a bladder, and it has no snooze button, okay?
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Yeah, that's fact. You better get up when that alarm goes off, yeah.
Yeah, when right. Mama calls, you should go.
Yeah, when Mother Nature calls,
you gotta go.
You gotta go.
That's right.
Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Yeah, welcome to our outfit.
All right, here we go.
What you got?
Are you ready?
This is important
stuff.
These
are important things. My wife told me to stop impersonating a flamingo. I had to put my foot down.
Oh, dear.
Yes,
oh,
right, dear. Yeah, right, yeah. I went to buy some camo pants.
But some what?
Camo pants.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Camo pants. Camo right. Clothes. But couldn't find any.
I couldn't find them.
They were really good. Yeah.
They were disguised very well.
Right. I failed math so many times at school, I can't even count.
You can't? Me neither.
Nope.
Me neither.
Is that why? Yeah. I used to have a handle on life, but it broke.
Who broke the handle?
Yeah, right, I did.
It was you.
It was
wasn't.
Me. I'm certain I did it. Yeah, right. I heard there were a bunch of break-ins over at the car park.
Really?
Yeah. That was wrong on so many levels. These don't get any better. Okay?
What?
All right.
Huh?
I want to die peacefully in my sleep.
Oh,
okay. Not like Grandpa. Well, like my Grandpa.
Oh, like Grandpa.
Yeah, not like everybody else in the car.
Screaming for the
life. Right. Yeah, exactly. Right. When life gives you melons.
Melons.
You might be dyslexic.
You just may be.
You just may be dyslexic. Yeah. Life gave me melons. Okay. You know, that one tickled me. I'm sorry. I don't know why, but that one made me laugh.
Me lemons?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Don't you hate it when someone answers their own questions? I do.
I do. I'd like that.
Yeah. I told him to be himself. That was pretty mean, I guess. I was... Kind of mean, nasty.
Don't be yourself.
Yeah, right. Nasty of me. I know they say that money talks.
Yes.
But all mine says is, sayonara.
Sayonara.
Goodbye.
Adio.
Goodbye. Yeah. You know, my father has schizophrenia.
He does.
Yeah, yeah, but he's good people. Yeah. He's
good people.
Right. Yeah, that's right. The problem with kleptomaniacs is that they always take things literally.
Literally.
Yeah, right.
Oh, stop it.
Comma or not. Right. Let's eat, Grandma. Let's eat, Grandma.
Let's eat.
Yeah, yeah. Punctuation saves lives, right?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, let's see. Where was I? Oh, that's right. I can't believe I got fired from the calendar factory.
You did.
All I did was take a day off.
You took a day off? Mm-hmm. Which month?
Wrong day.
Wrong day.
Yeah, right.
It took the wrong day off.
Most people are shocked when they find out how bad I am as an electrician.
That's just plumb amazing.
We need to make you a sign that says that, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, 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 right. Never trust atoms.
No.
They make everything up.
They do.
Yeah, it's
they
true.
They do.
Yeah, it's true.
It's all
right.
Theory.
My wife just found out that I replaced our bed with a trampoline. I'm not going to finish that one. I was addicted to the hokey pokey.
You were?
Then I turned myself around.
No.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, right.
I used to think I was indecisive, but now I'm not sure.
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. You know, Russian dolls are full of themselves.
They are.
Yeah. Hey, guys, great show coming out.
Oh, goody.
Chuck Pyle's riding along with us. Yvonne Hollenbeck, Gene Prescott, Patsy Cline, Cowboy Celtic. But let's start out with Stamey.
Yeah.
If I Had Money.
If I had money, I would go to town. Get dressed up and I'd go walking around. And I'd look at everything that they got down there. Maybe find me a barber, let him cut my hair. Then I'd buy a big old watch and chain. And I'd have the jeweler engrave my name. And I'd hang it on my vest for everyone to see. Wouldn't be nobody looking sharp as me. Then I'd buy me a great big meal, some kind of Italian dish with veal, and I'd top it off with a drink or two. If I had money, that's probably what I'd do. Money ain't never gonna make you happy. You ain't got it, you can sure feel blue. Money may not be the root of all evil, and sometimes it makes me do things I don't want to do. I'd find a bar at the edge of town, I'd buy a beer and I'd drink it down. And I'd look around to see if there was anybody there I knew. You see, this has all happened a time or two. And there'd probably be a woman there. She'd have real tight clothes and real shiny hair. And I'd ask her to dance, and I would swing her around. And her husband would come and knock me down. Then there'd probably be a big old fight, and I'd wind up going to jail that night and have to pay a big old fine before I got through. If I had money, that's exactly what I'd do. Money ain't never gonna make you happy. You ain't got it, you can sure feel blue. Money may not be the root of all evil, but why's it making me do things I don't wanna do? So I am broke, but it's just as well, 'cause when I get money, everything goes to hell, and I wind up in trouble in black and blue. Think I'm probably better off, don't you? 'Cause if I had money, that's exactly what I'd do.
Yep, that's what I'd do if I had money, too. Exactly what I'd do.
I would ranch
that's
till right. It's all gone.
That's right. Keep ranching. Right. How you make a small fortune in the ranching business.
That's right.
Start with a large fortune.
Start with a large fortune.
Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Glad you're riding along with us, and that's what we're talking about. That'll make money.
Yeah, we're making money.
Sure, it will. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right. Our show, we're talking about how to make money.
Well, hand over fist.
Yeah, right,
man.
Yeah. Whoa. Well, we didn't intend this to be a nonprofit organization. It just turned out that way.
Well, you know, what has it been, 20-some-odd years?
Yep.
And I told you when we started this, if it starts to be work,
right,
I'm going to quit.
I'm out. Both of us.
Well, you know, it hasn't.
It hasn't been work. It's true.
And it's been awesome.
And if we ever go off the air, you'll know it turned into work.
It turned into work. Yep, yeah.
And we're done.
Well, you know, my father-in-law, Dick, used to, I'd walk through the house, 6 o'clock in the morning, very bright when I had to be at work.
Yeah.
And he'd be sitting on the couch watching the news and drinking a Diet Coke.
And at six in the morning.
Yeah. I'd say, come on, let's go to work.
Yeah.
And he said, don't you use that kind of language around me.
That's a four-letter
that
word.
That is a four-letter word. I'm not going. Just
that's
forget
right.
about it.
And it don't make money.
You know, he always had cash in his pocket.
You know that.
What's up with that?
Here's our little first world problem.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. I don't have much money in my pocket.
Yeah.
But you do have money in your pocket.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, it might make money. It may not. It's like the old saying, if you turn your passion into your profession, you'll never work a day in your life.
That is correct.
Yep. That's a true statement. Mm-hmm. You may not make any money.
No.
You might be broke.
You'll have a good life.
You sure will.
You know, I met a guy, old Bob Z. I never met anybody that loved his job more than Bob Zielinski.
He
was a pilot for United, I think.
Is that right?
And that guy just loved to fly.
He loved doing that.
He was an engineer. On those big jets.
Oh, no kidding.
And he started in World War II.
Really?
As a pilot. And I've never met anybody that loved his job more than good old Bob.
That is awesome. You know, can we all say that? No.
Okay. No, we can't.
And we realize that, you know, you do what you got to do to make ends meet.
Well, exactly. You know, and if you live in this country, Sublette County in particular, you got to wear several hats.
You know, it's a true statement, especially if you're trying to raise cows. You know, somebody's got to have a job in town with insurance.
I'm here to tell
and
you.
And if it's not you, it's mama.
Somebody's
it's one
gotta,
or the other.
Somebody's got to do it.
And sometimes it's both.
And it truly is.
I heard a disturbing statistic these days that said it takes 2.5 incomes for a family to make it now. That's wrong.
That is wrong.
That's just wrong.
How do we fix that?
All right. I can tell you.
I can too.
But we got to ditch out to a commercial right now.
All right.
Yeah. And the good news is when we come back, Cowboy Celtic is going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a 1-year, 4-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year's Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.